There have been problems associated with the shortage of ballot papers. There is the issue of the tablets heating up and, of course, long queues that make it not possible for the voting to be concluded within a day. Voting was extended for another 2 days to allow those who did not vote to do so. But I think what is critical is that the votes allocated to the political party for which it was cast, and therefore, and all observers of political parties are present during the voting, the counting of votes, and of course, now the announcement of the results. Therefore, I think a credible election will thus be delivered based on those premises. That does not take away the fact that there were technical issues, but those issues do not warrant the rerun of the election, which reflect the wishes of the people.
Well, Ambassador Kyari, the opposition cited instances of voter irregularities and rigging, intimidation, and harassment. And they said that undermined the credibility of the elections due to what they said SWAPO's decision to harass an orchestrated attempt to suppress the vote using the power of incumbency and the government to win the election, they said. So they asked for the cancellation.
They have not been able to document instances of intimidation. When people are in a queue, you don't know what political party they belong to. There were long queues. Everybody was affected by the long queues, and everybody was affected by the lack of a better word, maybe mismanagement of the process. But that does not take away the fact that people casted votes in favor of the political party of their choice. But still, there were no cases of intimidation, and they have not documented cases of intimidation.
They are threatening legal action, saying that representatives of the ruling party, or SWAPO, colluded with the Electoral Commission to rig the election on your behalf, so there has to be re-election, they argue. How do you respond to that?
I think that is a syndrome of a bad loser because they have seen the trend so far. But the Electoral Commission is an independent body and therefore completely independent from government and from SWAPO. And SWAPO has been participating in the process of preparing for the election in the same way as all other political parties. And there have never been interference on the side of the government in the electoral process. The police have maintained law and order. There have been no instances of violence. I think this is in bad taste to claim that there was rigging. How can there be rigging when you are there, when the votes are being cast and when they are being counted and when they are being announced?